This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawala wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the previous verses, Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the example of light and how believers can attain that light, how we are supposed to access the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, immediately following from that, Allah ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers. And this is a normal occurrence in the Quran. You will always find a balance between a discussion on the believers and then a discussion on the disbelievers. The inhabitants of Jannah and then the inhabitants of Jahannam. This is a healthy balance for us to have. So how do the disbelievers then manage to get by if they don't have access to the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur? So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, as for those who disbelieve, in verse number 39, أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their a'mal, their deeds, كَسَرَابٍ, is like a mirage. Right? What's a mirage? When you drive and you see something in the distance, it looks like a puddle on the water, and you drive closer and there's no puddle. That's a mirage. بِقِيعَةٍ, in a low land. يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمَآنُ مَاءً, a thirsty person, when approaching a mirage from a distance, thinks there's water there, and they proceed with eagerness to go and drink of the water. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ, until he gets to the water, or what he thinks is water, لَمْ يَجِدَهُ شَيْئًا, and he finds that there's actually nothing there. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ, but then he finds Allah. فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ, and then Allah pays him out in full his due, his account. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ, and Allah is swift in reckoning. This verse puts into perspective, what is the outcome of a disbeliever when they do good deeds in this life? And it's a question that a lot of believers struggle with. Right? I know someone, this person is very, very good. They're not Muslim, they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in a God, but they do so much good deeds. Case in point, America, right? We will support Israel, and then we'll send down aid to the people in Gaza. What is that? So, if you look at the same type of situation with anybody else, any individual, they could do good deeds. On the surface, it's good. But remember, in Islam, even if you're Muslim, your good deeds mean nothing if you are not motivated by good intention. And clearly, if your actions contradict an apparent intention, then those are not good actions. So when they get to the Akhirah, what do they find? They find that all those good deeds are in vain. There's nothing there. There's no substance to it. There's no reward for it. And this is the case of the disbeliever. Instead, Allah will pay them out in full because of the disbelief. So from an Islamic Orthodox perspective, the minimum requirement to be successful in the Akhirah is that you must have Iman. If you don't have Iman, you can come with a world of good deeds. It means nothing because you don't have the basis of success in the afterlife. Allah makes another example. Now this verse, verse number 40, some people embraced Islam as a result of this verse because it's mentioning something that is a scientific truth that would have been impossible for anybody in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to know about. It says, أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرٍ, or the example of the disbelievers and their access to nur is actually like darkness. Fi bahr, in a sea, in an ocean. Luji, in a deep ocean. Yaghshahu mawjun, covered by a wave. Min fawqihi, from on top of it. Mawjun, there's another wave. Min fawqihi, on top of that. Sahab, there's a cloud, murky waters. Dhulumatun, darknesses, ba'duha fawqa ba'd, layer upon layer. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ, should that person put their hand in front of them, لَمْ يَكَدَ يَرَاهَا, they would not be able to see their own hand. This parable is speaking about the depths of the ocean. If you go deep enough in the ocean, now to go this deep, you need equipment, right? You need equipment. To go deep enough into the ocean where the light from the surface doesn't reach as deep as that. There's nothing blocking the light except the water itself. But because it's so deep, you put your hand in front of you, you won't be able to see your own hand. That exists. But it's impossible even for you and I to reach those depths without very expensive and sophisticated equipment. But the Quran speaks about this so confidently that there are layers of darkness in the ocean. This is the example of the disbeliever. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجَعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورٍ. And whosoever Allah does not make for them a light, فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُورٍ. They will have no light. This is the example of the disbeliever. So Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. We have access to that light. The disbelievers have no such access. Then Allah asks us a question. Now, this section from verse 41 and a few verses that follow mentions a beautiful theme of the Quran, that anyone, no matter what your level of education, Islamic knowledge, etc. is, anyone will be able to draw benefit from reflecting on this particular theme. And that is tazkir bi ala illa, reminding us of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah speaks about natural phenomenon, beauty in creation. And there's a lot that one can just sit and ponder and reflect. And the benefit of reflecting on this theme is that you become closer to Allah on your day to day. You drive around, you see a bird flying in the sky. Because you read a verse that speaks about it, it reminds you of Allah. So this verse reads, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهِ. Do they not see that Allah يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ, sings His praises, glorifies His praises, مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, everyone in the heavens, everyone on earth, وَالطَّيْرُ, and the birds, صَافَاتٍ, the wings spread out, كُلٌّ, each and every creature, قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ, each and every creature knows their form of prayer and they know their form of glorifying Allah. Every single creature besides human beings and jinn are constantly in the praise and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we voluntarily remember Allah, we actually become in sync or synchronized with the rest of Allah's creation. And it's a beautiful synergy that takes place. Now this doesn't mean that, you know, sometimes you get a tree that makes, it looks like it's making ruku, or a bird that's maybe got something written, or looks like something's written on the wing of the bird, and it may be made out to say Allah in Arabic or something of the sort. This type of thing happens, and Allah knows best how much you should really focus on that as a sign. Because the reality is, you don't need the tree to be bent like that in order for the tree to be in the obedience of Allah. All trees, all plants, all animals, all living beings is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu alimun bima yaf'alun, and Allah is well aware of what they all do. Walillahi mulku samawati wal ard, for Allah belongs the kingdom, the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Wa ila Allahil masir, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate return. This gives us an opportunity to remind ourselves that even as our social etiquette has been defined by laws and by social customs and interactions and rules and regulations, as with the beginning of the surah, let us not divorce ourselves from the natural world. We must have some connection with nature, whether that be in the form of gardening or hiking or running or walking. Just go out and be with the creation of Allah. And the reason why we are so at peace when we are in the creation of Allah is because we are around the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though, as Allah says, even though you don't know, you don't perceive that they are in the remembrance of Allah, but they are consistently in Allah's remembrance. And it's essential that even as we raise our children, don't let them just be so engrossed in technology and screens that they never get an opportunity to connect with Allah's creation. It's essential for their upbringing, for their fitrah, that we keep our families in contact with nature, Allah grant us the understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الصلاة المتر أجركم الله.
استووا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
سبحان ذي الملك والملكون وفي طاعتك راغبين ومن نيرانك كفار وفي جناتك داخلين وفي الدنيا زاهدين وإلى قبر النبي وصفيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم زائرين وفي حج بيتك الحرام طائفين وبالعرفات والمواقف قائمين وبين الصفا والمروة ساعين وعند الآذان والإقامة متبدلين وإن الحق بالقرآن متضرعين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين وارحمنا معهم وارزقنا معهم وادخلنا الجنة معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله وسلم عليه والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت صوم غد عن أداء فرض شهر رمضان هذه سنتي لله تعالى إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله الكريم عز وجل بفضلك دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعوة رب العالمين.